Last weekend, Prague Zoo opened a new pavilion for a number of famous new inhabitants, young gavials, a rare species of crocodile from India. Prague Zoo is the only European facility to house the rare crocodiles listed as critically endangered in the wild. Jan Wellinger has been following the story.
It was back in January that Prague Zoo first saw the arrival of seven young gavials, three females and four males from India. The culmination of 4 years' effort and extensive negotiations. Now, the animals can be seen by the public. With much fanfare last weekend, the zoo opened the animals' new pavilion, named Chambal, after the Indian river where the rare crocs live. At the opening, the zoo's director, Petr Fejk, stressed that the animals, known for their famous reed-like snouts, had found a good home in Prague, where specialists hope that the animals will one day will successfully reproduce. The zoo's director, meanwhile, compared the animal situation to that of the Przewalski horse 30 years ago, when that species was close to extinction.
The presence of these animals at Prague Zoo is similar to the situation in the 1960s, when Prague Zoo was one of only two facilities which helped prevent the Przewalski horse from going extinct. Today, the gavial is in a similar situation.
Ivan Žehák is a reptiles specialist who was one of those instrumental in bringing the rare crocodilians to the Czech capital. He was naturally also present at the opening of the animal's new pavilion.
Prague Zoo has been extraordinarily active in the protection of gavials over the years. We are a powerhouse when it comes to herpetology, the branch of zoology dealing with reptiles, and we are also respected for our conservation programs. The fact that India has entrusted us with these animals is the result of many factors, as well as Prague Zoo's reputation as a whole.
Specialists estimate that today only 200 adult gavials survive in the wild, namely on nature reserves in India and Nepal. Only 10 zoos in the world house the rare creatures in captivity, and that in the US, Sri Lanka, Singapore, and Japan.
Jan Wellinger with that report.